The Maximum Mix from the 60s through the 80s. Non-stop music.
Rolling Stones.
Stevie Wonder.
Beatles.
Classic hits. Sky Pilot Radio Las Vegas. The soundtrack of your life.
This is Renegade Talk Radio. Renegade Talk
Radio. Welcome, Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk in Las Vegas. My name is Richie, along with Sammy the Sausage Man. Hi, Sammy.
Hey, my man. How are you doing, brother?
Well, we don't sugarcoat shit. I'm doing just fine on a beautiful day in Las Vegas. Too bad for you motherfuckers in the East Coast getting beat up. I used to go through that, and I said, fuck this, I'm out of here.
Morons.
Anyway, so Sammy wants to say something to somebody really special.
Hey, Janet, my baby girl. How are you doing there, sweetie? This is a girl I met.
Is she hot?
Dude, she is so hot.
Hey, Janet, send me a pic of your body.
No, why would I have her do that?
Because she already has my email address. Anyway, I'm a little bit dazed.
I was told a million times of all the troubles in my way. Might you grow a little wiser, a little better every day.
Dazed and confused, yes.
But you know, I forgot to tell you, your wife told me to tell you to bring a gallon of milk.
A gallon of milk?
Yeah, she told me that this morning when I left, when you came to the studio.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad she said that because I ran out.
Well, I gave her some milk.
It's been coming left and right. What do I need to reactivate myself?
What? Testosterone?
Well, that's what's going to happen to you with Janet.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You have a problem with that?
Make sure you suck all that out.
Oh, God.
Is there anything in there?
I don't know if there's anything in there. I did a pipe cleaning this morning.
Anyway, so you met this new girl, and I'm looking forward to meeting her. You think she'll like me?
No.
No?
No. I'm keeping her away from you as much as possible.
Hey, Janet.
Oh, God. Here we go.
You want to get together, baby?
Yeah. Are you going to telepathically fuck her?
I already did. Anyway, Janet, welcome to the family. Hopefully, maybe, you never know.
Oh, my. You know what?
When you get married.
Oh, you are not going to throw
Janet,
that
did
at
I scare
me.
You off? Oh, you haven't met me yet, Janet. Wait till you meet
God.
Wait till you meet the crew, Janet. A bunch of Looney Tunes.
I told her last night, you know how, you know, we talk about this all the time on the air about how we're being celebrities and how she was pretty cool about it.
I think you're a celebrity. I'm not.
You're
so much more important than everybody.
No, you are.
You and your tight jeans and your crotch. And Janet, when you see this crotch, I don't want to let him out of my studio. I want him to stay here because I love looking at his crotch. It's so beautiful, Janet. Wait till you see how beautiful it is. It sticks out. It's really nice. And he has a $700 pair of jeans on. It looks fabulous. But you know what, Janet? Going to happen is he dresses really cool, but he's going to take you to Denny's.
I'm going to take her to Taco Bell. Taco Let's Bell. Get that right.
That's where I had my wedding.
Yeah, that's where you had your wedding. That's
Taco
right.
Taco Bell wedding.
Yeah, they cater it for us.
So anyway, dudes, it's all over the news. Thank you. It's all over the news. A lot of guys like oral sex and women like oral sex. Everybody likes sucking dick and eating pussy.
Right?
We all do. We all like that. Years ago, the actor Michael Douglas came out and he had cancer of the throat. He had cancer of the throat and everybody laughed at him and he said it was due to oral sex. And everybody laughed at him. Well, guess what? Today in the news, Renegade Nation, oral sex is causing an oral cancer epidemic.
Oh, my God.
In men by outwitting natural defenses. That means that if you stick your tongue in a vagina, you could possibly get, what is it,
HPV.
HPV, mofos. This is a public service announcement from Renegade Talk Radio. We love our listeners. We don't want you to die by eating pussy.
I'll die by eating pussy. I don't give a shit.
5 years ago when Michael Douglas candidly revealed that his throat cancer was linked to having oral sex, everybody laughed and made fun of him, if you remember that.
Well, you know, he's coming out saying that, so is he saying his current wife had HPV?
I guess so.
Or, oh, my God.
Or all the other people he slept with over the years. I don't know. Does it happen right away, or does it take years and years to manifest itself?
I would assume it would probably have to take quite a few years. How old is he now?
He's
170.
He made headlines at Renegade Nation that mortified his family. And he helped to publicize the fact that a persuasive sexually transmitted virus called HPV, and you were right on the money on that. Thank you, Mr. Sex Maniac yourself. HPV was unleashing an epidemic of oral cancer among men. Dudes, Make sure you have the vagina checked out. Take her to the gyno and make sure there's nothing in there.
Did you say
No, I'm serious. You get fucking throat cancer, bro.
Dude, you know what? Yeah, I get that. I get that. But my God, I just love eating pussy.
We need to. I love it. We need to invent something where you can stick it in and it will tell you if the HPV is there.
Oh, my
not.
God. So you want to do like a little, like you, it does a color thing? Where
She's sitting. She's starting to sit on your face and you go, wait.
Hold on. Dip.
Oh, no, I'm out.
Oh, I'm gone.
Get
See ya.
I'm out of here.
Chlamydia.
Chlamydia. Since I sound like Oprah. Chlamydia. Okay. Hey, Janet, are you clean?
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were listening. Since then, scientists have made headway in figuring out why HPV, the human blah, 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 blah virus, has this glaring gender bias. It's bias against us, dudes.
Men are. It's about time we got something against us.
Men are four times more likely than women to be diagnosed with the oral cancer from eating pussy.
God, I'm man.
Oh my God, I've been eating.
You know, you need to have your wife checked now.
Oh God,
because I was with her.
No, I'm gonna have her checked out tonight. I just ordered my little kit from the American Medical Association.
Your little kit? You
yeah,
get a kit?
It's a little kit. Yeah, it came, in a little. It came in a little plastic box.
Let's go.
It makes noises too. You have batteries in there and stick it in.
Oh my God!
I tested it out already on my sex robot and it worked quite well. The sex robot's clean.
It's clean, so you can eat the sex robot now.
Wilma's clean. Yeah.
Damn! Now what's going to suck is you can only now have sex with robots because all the bitches are getting all fucked up.
Well, yeah. Ass licking is a whole different ballgame, Renegade Nation.
Oh God! And that's what you like.
The ass licking could be an issue too if you're licking her asshole. I'm trying to be forthright here, and I'm not trying to be funny, and I'm not trying to be...
Well, you're not being funny.
I'm not trying to be naughty or nasty. I'm just trying to help our listeners stay alive.
You can't be saying it like that.
That's what your throat's going to say.
Oh my God, there's something wrong with us. You know what? Janet's going to leave me before this evening shit even gets started.
Men are. So it's very hard to detect, but I have come up with the answer for that. I have invented the.
Oh no.
The pussy HPV.
Locator.
Locator. It's only $9.95, and you can get it. You can get it through the mail here at Renegade.
Yeah, and if you order now, you get the second one for free.
You get the second one
for her sister.
For her sister, you'll be banging later on after you get done with the first one. Okay. Anyway, so to be sure, Renegade Nation, changes in sexual norms over the last few generations. Man. Now more people are eating pussy than ever. Back in the day, nobody touched the pussy because it smelled. So today they got all kind of perfumes and all kind of things, and Summer's Eve has been around for a long time.
Brings back freshness to every time. Dude, there is nothing. Okay, come on. You know what? No. Fuck, that's stupid.
It's not stupid.
It's stupid.
One of the issues is research, Renegade Nation, increasingly shows that the real problem is something men have practically no control over.
Yeah, we see the vagina, we go diving in.
We go diving in.
I'm game. I'm camping. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're camping out, you got a tent?
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm going to have the blankets over my head, her legs around my shoulders.
And you also have a canteen right there for you to drink.
You better believe
you're
it.
You're all set.
Yep, make her fucking explode in my mouth.
Anyway, compared with women, men are more likely, Renegade Nation, to get infected with the HPV, including high-risk cancer-causing strains. They got cancer strains in their pussy?
What are you going to say like that?
Because that's what it is. I'm scared. I'm frightened. I'm going to check Wilma tonight with my new...
Is that her name, Wilma, now?
Wilma, yeah. I traded Paula in for Wilma. Yeah, I like Wilma better.
Flintstones!
Yeah, Flintstones. All right. So I'm just letting you know, Renegade Nation, that you can scream and yell about Trump and scream and yell about politics and scream and yell about all this nonsense going on. But the bottom line is you don't want to get throat cancer. So if I were you, I would buy my kit, Richie's kit, for $9.95, specially handled to you, no bacterial cleaned.
And if you buy now, you get the second one for free.
And you get the second one for free. Thanks to our sponsors at Renegade, who have all left.
We're going to get a shitload of emails. Where do I get this kit?
HPV is... Dudes, I'm telling you, if you're driving a truck right now and you're thinking about diving into that pussy at the TNA truck stop, oh, I'm telling you, make sure you have my Richie's HPV
kit. But you know what? Why would you want to even try and touch those lot lizards?
Well, they do.
But, I mean, why would you even go
lizard,
down on
I like that name, lot lizard.
Yeah, why would you go down on a lot lizard?
Well, some people just are stupid enough to do it.
God, I just can't imagine. Ugh.
While virtually all sexually active people will get infected at some point, the virus is usually wiped out by the immune system, but not now. Apparently, the immune system in men cannot handle this HPV coming out of a woman's vagina. It's that strong. But, you know, since I dropped out of medical school, Renegade Nation, in the cervix, persistent infections with high-risk HPV types can lead to precancerous changes that, left alone, slowly turn malignant. And you got to understand all this. This is what I learned when I was in medical school.
You were in medical school?
Yeah.
You just want to look infected vaginas all day long?
Well, I'm starting a tongue medical practice.
A tongue medical practice?
Yes. There's no screening test for...
is that a pun?
I'm starting one for the tongue, the soft palate, the tonsils, and the throat. I want to be the doctor of vagina, HPV, oral sex man.
Dr. Vagorkian.
Dr. Gavorkian.
Not Dr. Dvorkian.
Well, this is where I would fit in. Traditionally, smoking and heavy alcohol use are the big risk factors for oral cancer. But now, the non-HPV tumors linked to these bad habits have been declining in recent years, and pussy has taken over.
Yep. You know, now they can actually say pussy kills.
In fact, I just got an email from my partner. He said we have a smell one now.
What?
You can smell the HPV.
You can smell the HPV?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. She has it.
Damn.
What am I going to do?
What do you... No, now what they'll do is they'll actually come up with a service animal now.
Hey,
Yo, Fido.
Hey, Fido.
Smell that butt vagina.
Get over here and smell this.
No, here's how they do it. Because you know how dogs actually go to a woman's vagina right away?
Yeah.
If the dog sits down and, like, you know it's bad.
when the dog goes...
Or shakes its head.
Do that sound again. When the dog goes... Get away, run. But in men, something goes awry, Renegade Nation. The study, it's called the HIM study, H-I-M. For HPV in men, documented this by collecting genital, anal, and oral samples from 4,000 unvaccinated men in what state?
Florida. Oh, my. I knew it. Florida is so... This is a joke.
Florida.
Florida's fucked up.
Mexico and Brazil between 2005 and 2009. The samples were tested for the presence of two high-risk HPV types and two that cause genital warts.
Dude, you would smell the fucking shit coming out of that.
You know what? I always went by smell. Renegade Nation, smell is a very important factor when you get together with a woman and a woman gets together with a man. You go down there to the private areas and you smell something, it's like rotten food. You can smell it. You're not going to eat it.
Yeah.
No pun intended, but.
I mean, I don't know. You might. You were not.
I might.
Yeah, you were not.
No, I had my test kit from Kepler Enterprises.
Now there's Kepler
Enterprises, yeah. I'm a partner in that, and I make sure that men don't get throat cancer by eating pussy.
Oh, my God. That was not even a study done then.
I've already done the study. That's why I'm reading
about
it.
Oh, you already done
the study,
so now you're being vindicated is what you're trying to tell me.
So you got to watch yourselves, Renegade Nation out there, especially when you meet somebody brand new. You don't know where that vagina has been. It could have been on a horse. It could have been riding someplace. It could have been doing something.
What does riding a horse have to do with HPV?
Because it might bring out more of it.
How?
Because of the bouncing up and down, it draws it out.
It draws it out. Like there's a gravity, you're trying to say.
Yeah, gravity sits on the saddle, and as they go up and down.
Gravity sits on the saddle.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You don't believe
me. Okay, let's go to break. Because you're an idiot.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you're a dumbass.
I'm not a dumbass. Anyway, we're going to take a break, Renegade Nation. When we come back, we're going to be talking about having sex in the airport. This is really cool shit. I can't believe that the libtards are coming up with this idea, but it's going to be really nice. You'll be able to go to the airport where you're waiting for your flight, or Sammy, if it's late, the flight's late, you can go have sex in a sex shop. It's really cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I'm like, shit. Anyway, I'm so dazed and confused from that story. I need a break and a beer and a joint.
We're going to smell some vaginas.
Yeah, smell some vaginas. We'll be back, hopefully, with no throat cancer.
Ben- The Maximum Mix from the 60s through the 80s. Non-stop music.
Rolling Stones.
Stevie Wonder.
Beatles.
Classic hits. Sky Pilot Radio Las Vegas. The soundtrack of your life.
What are you people? On dope?
It's perfect!
Shh, 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 shh. Do you hear that? It's the winds of change.
Blunt. Do you like to be blunt?
Absolutely.
We don't sugarcoat shit. Listen Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific Standard Time.
You'll hear things you've never heard before.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Welcome back, Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk Radio in Las Vegas, where we don't sugarcoat shit. My name is Richie, along with Sammy the Sausage Man, and he'll have his sausage in action this weekend, hopefully. Watch out for the... I don't know.
What am I doing this weekend?
I don't know what you're doing, anyway.
47 dead beats living in the back street, north, east, west, south, all in the same house. Sitting in the back room, waiting for the big boom. I'm in the bedroom.
The big boom's coming.
For my baby.
Boom!
I don't care.
Thank you to the hundreds of thousands of listeners out there, Renegade Nation. We appreciate it. We did put an ad in. A lot of people want to come on and talk to us about a lot of stuff. A lot of guests. But I haven't made up my mind yet. So if you're listening, when I get to you, I will get to
you. We haven't made up our mind yet, bitch.
No, it was Brian. Brian, our assistant, is getting all the emails. And I'm seeing all these emails because I'm so busy. I haven't had a chance to really review them. So just stay tuned. You will be on a very popular radio station. So you got to wait.
Have you noticed that? People think we're lying about that.
You know who I am?
Nothing.
They're lying about what?
That we're lying about this radio station. They think we're fucking kidding.
What do you, who's saying that? They can hear it.
Well, a lot of people do. They're just going...
They don't believe you?
Yeah.
What, when you say you're on the radio and they don't believe it?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. They're idiots.
All they got to do is go to the station and listen to it.
I know.
It's called the fucking internet.
I know.
So why don't they believe it?
You know what? You know how people are. They just think people are just little mouthpieces and they don't have the audience that they say they have. Because all that bullshit we just got done talking about, like Twitter and all these people that...
That's all bullshit.
Buy that shit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's all bullshit. Oh, by the way, Renegade Nation, when I talked about Facebook last week, about Facebook tracking your ass, there was a big story in the Wall Street Journal yesterday about how bad it is. And then I was going to go off on a rampage about it. And I said, you know what? My health is more important. They ripped us off. We won a few of them. We went to town and we sued everybody. But they are watching you. And also, Facebook's users are dropping, Sammy. People are getting tired of it. Their listenership, their viewership is dropping.
I know.
People are tired of it.
Well, they're coming towards us.
Radio is more important. Radio is more fun than it is sitting there going, typing this bullshit in. Yeah. And I agree or I don't agree. Well, you have a little voice. Here you have a big voice. So if you'd like to come on, you can come on. Anyway, a sex shop may be coming to the California airport for people with 3 or 4 hours to kill.
So, but that defeats the purpose of having the Mile High Club. Now you got the Mile Under Club.
Copyright 2018 Renegade Talk Radio. Because they'll steal that too. They steal everything. They SNL. Have stolen stuff from SNL, Saturday Night Live. They have stolen stuff. I've seen it on TV where we came up with it.
Oh, yeah. Connecting the dots.
Connecting the dots.
Things that we've said.
Yeah.
They're always stealing our shit.
When Marla said Abomination of the Nation, came up with that. Abominable. Oh,
I told Janet about what. I didn't tell her where it came from, though, but she said something about. That guy, Bruce Jenner. And I said, Bruce Transgender. She just lost it. She started laughing. And Janet, that was actually my co-host's wife that came up with that.
That was my late wife. Came up with Bruce Transgender. We got beat up by the fucking transgenders, and that's when she started Vagina World.
Which you have.
If you need a vagina, I got the switcheroo one.
God.
If you want a switcheroo, it's only $99.95. You can buy it right through Renegade through the website. It's you can get the vagina and then you can turn it around and it's a penis. It's called the switcheroo.
It's a switcheroo. Add water. It grows.
It grows. Yeah, it grows grass too. It's a pubic hair.
They call it a pia pet.
Nina Joyner. What a name, Joyner.
Joyner.
Joint. Thinks a sex shop would be a perfect fit for San Francisco's international airport. That'd be perfect. All the gays could be having sex.
I was just going to say, isn't that the gay national of the world?
That's the gay national of the world.
Holy
crap.
So
when people get into an airport, and you know, a lot of people have been in airports.
It smells like shit in here.
It smells like shit. And your plane is delayed and you got 3 or 4 hours to kill. What would you want to do? Do you sit at the bar? You talk to somebody? You just go to sleep? This person decided from the Oakland's Fillmore Adult Gallery.
Well, you know what?
She's a graduate of groping.com.
A lot of legislature members would be out there like trying to hit up on some guys, yeah, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, they're all going to be there. Yeah. if you want to go to groping.com, go there and we will help you graduate where you will be able to get away with groping. I've been practicing and I know the touches. You can just rush by and hit their ass.
Is that, what do they call that? When you walk by somebody and you like, you know where you walk by?
That's why you have to come to groping.com and learn that.
Frottage? Frottage? I thought we did a show on that. Frottage? It was called like frottage, where somebody walks, you walk by somebody and you're trying to like fill them up, but you don't want the, oh, oops, I'm sorry.
That's what we teach at groping.com.
Is that what you teach at groping?
Yeah, one of our graduates has been in the news right now.
We did a show on that a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. Anyway, so if you want to kill time and you need something and not just a power cord and not just a sandwich, you're going to need a vibrator, a condom, and a lubricant. Why didn't I think of this?
Because are you going to be able to get that through? You know, can you imagine right when you go through checkpoint and they're like, oh, this guy's going to have a lot of fun up in waiting room.
This is the question to you. Is it?
Because
you can't bring
it?
Yeah, you can't bring anything past TSA.
I know, so you have to buy it there?
Well, you buy it there. But I had a run-in one time in Dallas where I was trying to get on the plane, and, well, we missed a flight, put it that way. And we had it, so one of my business partners said, let's get something to eat. So, is somebody out there?
Yeah.
So what we did was we went to, what's that rib joint, the one? God damn it.
Baby back. No. Outback?
No, not Outback. The other one. Chili's.
Chili's?
So Chili's. We know the Chili's. So I don't know how they're going to do with the dildos, but we went into Chili's and I said, I'll take the ribs.
They're
going to
use a rib bone.
I'll take the ribs and the beer. And she said, we don't serve ribs. And I said, why not? And she said, oh, the bone can be used as a weapon.
What?
Yeah. It was in Dallas way back in the day.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that. Yeah.
So my issue with this is having sex. Are you going to have sex prior to TSA or sex after TSA? Because you'll have the dildo.
And you won't be able to weapon.
You can use the dildo as a weapon.
Yeah. I mean, you just shove it up their ass and they'll do whatever you want.
It's going to be called a pop-up shop. It wouldn't offer, it's not going to offer products banned by the TSA, such as ropes and handcuffs.
And they're going to have scratch and sniff stickers at the doors.
Also, I'm going to try to get our new invention in.
Which one is that?
To smell the HPV.
Okay. Is it going to look like a dog? Can we make it look like a dog?
Yeah. I already contacted them.
You already did?
We have already started to work to make sure that people wouldn't be offended, though high-end vibrators that don't look like vibrators and they don't have disparaging
looks like
details
a coffee
in
mug.
The boxes. Yeah. It pops out of the coffee mug. The products support any person regardless of gender, sex, or color. So that's good for the transgenders. Vagina World will also be there. If you need a vagina. But anyway, her bid for one of the two spots opening in March, Renegade Nation, has run afoul of airport requirements that prospective retailers have at least $250,000 in annual sales.
Oh, my God.
Can you give me my test kit? I think I got a problem.
I think you got HPV, bro.
I got HPV. That's a good idea to put sex shops in airports. What a great idea. Now you can have more fucking rape on the plane. You know what? You're sitting in there jerking off and you see this hot piece of ass walk by. She gets on the plane. You're sitting beside her and you fucking mug her. Did you hear about the one last week that she thought she was God? She was flying from Fresno to Boise.
What is wrong with these people? Oh, my God.
Renegade Nation. She tried to open the door in flight and she was screaming she was God. I talked to Al Ron Hubbard about that.
Oh, my God.
And he said she's
go.
Full of shit.
He said...
Yeah, L. Ron said she's full of shit.
Anyway. I think you're full of shit.
Anyway, 55.8 million people go through that airport, so there'll be a lot of fucking sex and a lot of fucking... I don't know where the... We should go and team up with her and be the cum catchers. Where's all the cum going to go?
I'm not going to catch any cum, bro. The only cum I'm catching is my own.
I'm trying to think of a business opportunity.
You know, that's a good idea.
Where's the we're coming with a truck. Cum
no,
trucks.
I want No, when you're lacking protein, you can jack off, you can catch your own cum, just like shoot in the air and see if you can catch it.
We could come up with cum cups.
Yeah, cum cups.
Renegade
yep,
copyright Renegade 2018. No. Cum cups. We'll be at the airport. I just think of the rape and pillage that will go on the plane after they get done jerking off. And also, they how are they going to control all that? Where they can't even control people bringing knives and guns through the airport. I don't understand that. I'm really confused.
I'd like to tell you.
Is there something wrong with me? I mean, they're going to put a sex shop in an airport?
Yeah, there's something very wrong with you.
How many of you out there would have sex in an airport?
Me.
Okay, and where would you have it at? The sex shop?
I would actually have it on top of a steward's lap.
You could have it on the luggage.
Actually, I would like to do it in the cockpit and have her doing
in the cockpit.
Yeah, you got that?
Yeah, I got that. The cockpit. You could put a cockpit right in on your beautiful package that you have.
Will you stop with the package?
You could have all the instruments lighting up.
You already had a prostitute in here. Grab my shit and tell me it's 2.5 inches.
Yeah, Renegade Asian rated prostitute.
Oh, God, here we go.
From last week. Her name is Jody. She's a high-end prostitute, and she grabbed Sammy's package and said it was only 2 inches long.
Yeah.
That was funny. And Jody, I love you too, baby. I had a wet dream about you last night, and I also telepathically banged the shit out of you last night.
While the kush-kush guy was watching.
And I hope you contact me, because I'm so excited. And I'm excited about, what's her name?
Janet.
Yeah, Janet. Janet, I can't wait
I'm
to
sorry,
see you.
Sorry, Janet. I didn't mean for this to happen.
No, I love Janet.
Don't even know Janet.
I'll be there at breakfast with you. I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there hanging out. You can buy me some French toast.
Oh, my God. Anyway,
so do you have anything else to say? Because I know you got to go. You're so busy.
Yeah, I do want to go because you're fucking killing me.
What do you mean? I'm the one doing everything. You're not doing that. You're sitting. Are you texting her?
No.
Is that what you're
I'm
doing?
I'm not texting her.
All right, I'm going to dedicate this to you and Janet.
Take care, Janet, baby girl.
Goodbye, children.
Peace, bitches.
Have a nice night.